Now, the latest survey of litter across the country shows an increase in significantly polluted areas between 2022 and 2023. The Minister of State at the Department of Environment, Oisin Smith, says the new deposit return scheme for bottles and cans is having a positive impact on the volume of litter across the country. He's in our Oireachtas studio now. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Now, the results of this survey showing decreases in moderately polluted areas, but it's also showing significant increases in grossly polluted areas. What's your reaction to that?
Well, the results are mixed. I noticed, for example, I'm happy to see a decrease in litter near schools, happy to see a decrease in moderately polluted areas, but there are problems in other areas. I'd say that the long-term trend is positive, and you can see that when you see the reports from Irish Business Against Litter, and they're constantly reporting that areas are improving overall. And I think litter is actually a really important thing to the quality of people's life. It contributes to that feeling of that sense of pride of place in a town. It gives you a feeling that the place is being looked after. It raises your spirits. So it is important that we tackle this. And I think that last year's survey results that we're looking at, the 2023 results, they don't take into account the deposit return scheme. And we've heard from Irish Business Against Litter that that has had a really significant effect on the amount of litter that is around in our environment, up to 30% reduction in bottle and can litter, which is one of the most prominent forms of litter that you see. And if you talk to any tidy towns group in the country, they'll tell you the same thing. They'll tell you that they've noticed a huge reduction in bottle and can litter since the scheme came in, and also that any bottles and cans they do find, they're bringing them back and getting the money. So, you know, I'm not happy that there has been some increases last year in some of the worst polluted areas, but I think that we've brought in a lot of measures since then that are going to have a significant effect.
Now, if this monetary incentive is working for the bottles and cans, is there any kind of incentive that could be extended to, say, beer bottles, coffee cups, the other kind of things that you find in these grossly polluted areas?
We could do that. I mean, it is possible that we could use the same machines to bring back other items. So I noticed in Australia that that Tetra Paks are returned through these machines. We could also extend it to glass bottles, although we have a very high return of glass bottles at the moment. One thing I've done is brought in a tax on cigarette companies who manufacture cigarettes that have single-use plastic filters in them. And cigarette butts are the most common form of litter that we find on the ground. So what we're doing is we're charging the cigarette companies for the cost of cleaning up their litter. And then I'm going to give that money out to the local authorities. I'm going to ask the local authorities to distribute some of that money to the tidy towns groups as well, because they're the people who are picking it up. And also this year, we're going to charge the companies who produce plastic wet wipes, single-use plastic wet wipes, for the cost of clearing up their mess as well. They don't have to be made out of plastic. There are alternatives. And it's plastic wet wipes that really get entangled in the seaweed along the shore. They create a lot of really disgusting waste in the sewers and so on. So we're going to tackle that as well. And finally, later this year, with Minister Donnelly, I want to ban single-use vapes, disposable vapes, which really are an absolute scourge and are creating tens of millions of litter items around the country that contain electronics and contain lithium-ion batteries. I know Minister Donnelly is quite enthusiastic to do that with me. I've done a public consultation. I'm getting my legal permission from the EU and I'm looking forward to banning them later this year.
Okay, all good news. Now, some bad news is that the waste management companies are looking for more money, because they say that the loss of these bottles and cans that are going to the deposit return scheme from their waste stream is hitting them in the pocket, because they used to sell these to recyclers. Are you going to give them more money to make up for that loss, or will they have to charge it to us?
They say that, but I want to see the evidence. What they've provided me is not sufficient to prove that to me. And really, I think everybody needs to know the clear information about pricing from bin companies. It's not the same as it is with other utility companies. If you think of your mobile phone cost or you think of your electricity cost, it's easy. You go on the website, you see what it is. What I've noticed is that the waste collection companies, a lot of them have taken their pricing down off their websites. It's not possible to see what it was and what it will be. Different prices are being charged in different towns around Ireland, depending on the level of competition. And different people on the same street are paying different amounts. So what I want to see is clarity in the pricing. If the companies don't respond by putting up their pricing on their websites, I'm going to bring in legislation to force them to publish their pricing as a condition of obtaining their waste collection licences.
Can you guarantee that the customer won't face bigger bills for their recycling bin?
I very much expect that their prices are not going to go up. I am talking to the Irish Waste Management Association. If they can show me that if they can prove to me that there has been an increase in their costs, I can work with them. And in that case, I'll talk to the producers and see who are the people producing the waste, the plastic packaging in the first place, and see what we can do with the charges there.
And when are you planning to meet with them?
We're meeting with them all the time, and my door is always open and they text me all the time.
Oisín Smith, Minister for State at the Department of the Environment, thank you for talking to us today. Now, a third elephant at Dublin Zoo has tested positive for the elephant endotheliotropic herpes virus. This follows the death of Zinda and Devani earlier this month. Coleman O'Sullivan is on the story. Coleman, can you just tell us what's happening now?
Well, Carol, the zoo are very keen to stress that all of their elephants are well. None are exhibiting symptoms of this virus. As you said, Asha has tested positive. However, she is 17 years old and the zoo is hoping that means that she will have built up enough immunity over her lifetime to help her fight off this virus. The elephant that they are very much concerned about and keeping an eye on is Samaya, because she's only 9.5 years old, and it's younger elephants who are more vulnerable, as Christoph Fischer, the director of the zoo, has been telling me.
It's a virus that we know exists in most elephants in human care, but also in the wild. It's known from all Asian elephant range states, but also from many zoos. It's a herpes virus that is specific to elephants, so it doesn't affect any other species. It doesn't affect humans at all. It only affects elephants, but unfortunately, in elephants, and in particular in young elephants up to an age of about 9, it can have a fatality rate of up to 80-85%, sometimes even more.
And Coleman, what are the veterinary people at the zoo doing now to make sure that the animals live?
Well, the vets and the keepers are all keeping a very close eye on the herd, watching them 24 hours around the clock. And then if any elephant does exhibit any sort of symptoms or anything even out of the ordinary, because they say the initial symptoms can be very subtle, they will get them tested. The blood sample goes to the Equine Centre in Kildare, and they have a